Well, my next guest is known as the gun writer, been writing about the Second Amendment, firearms, firearm industry, and the gun culture for many, many years. He's the chief editor of the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Reporting Project. Lee Williams, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you here. All right, let's talk about these executive orders. You know, I have this crazy notion that we have a Congress for a reason. That the Congress is supposed to work to come up with bills. Those bills are then discussed in committee. Then they're voted on the floor if they get that far. And then if they make it through the process, they will go to the president's desk for signature. But the president, I don't believe, can impact constitutional rights with executive orders, and yet that's what we're looking at directly, isn't it?
Well, the Biden administration would look at your views as old-fashioned thinking. We've got an emperor, might as well let him put out imperial fiats, and that saves a lot of time. Yeah, this executive order is a joke. I hope your listeners will take a look at it, read it, or read the accompanying fact sheet, because nowhere in Biden's order does it say how he's going to hold criminals accountable. Everything in there is designed to hold law-abiding people accountable, be they law-abiding gun owners or gun dealers or gun manufacturers. There's not a single line in there that says how he's going to take the guns out of criminals' hands. And these would be, you know, he's worried about the surging crime that's plaguing these Democrat-run cities, which has given his pollsters fits as 2024 approaches. Rather than blame the criminals, he's blaming the entire gun industry. It's crazy.
Well, you know, and I'm living in Michigan watching the same thing happen, of course.
Yeah.
Where they're turning Michigan into California as fast as possible. You know, help me here, Lee. What state has the most mass shootings by far?
That would be California.
Yeah, that'd be California. Who has the strictest gun control laws by far?
Let's see. That'd be California, too.
Let me see.
Another state that's close.
Yeah, all the restrictions on guns in California have led to more mass shootings. So that's working well. So in Michigan, they're trying to basically make my concealed carry permit useless by not allowing me to go anywhere with it, because right now I have the right to go into a grocery store or other places. Any place that sells alcohol, for example, it'll be off limits. I can't even be in the parking lot of a Kroger store legally if this stuff goes through. With my gun locked in the glove box, that'll still be illegal.
I'm down here in the great free state of Florida in Sarasota, so fortunately, we don't have those issues here. But yeah, we're watching, we being the Second Amendment Foundation, we're watching what's happening in Michigan, and you've got an out-of-control governor and an out-of-control, I mean, it's the same thing going on in my home state of Florida, or of Minnesota. They're trying, after Bruin, the Supreme Court decision that changed everything for them, they're trying to get as many anti-gun state laws on the books as they can, knowing that most of them are probably not going to pass constitutional muster because of Bruin. And it is an organized activity going on in these blue states.
Of course it is. I mean, none of the 11 bills put forth have anything to do with what happened at Oxford High School, tragic, or Michigan State, tragic. And in fact, if you wanted to do something to stop that sort of an attack, here's what you can do. You can put armed guards in the schools, which, by the way, if you put a new armed guard in every school in America, it'd be 134,000 buildings. If you had an average salary of, say, $80,000, that should be average, some higher, some lower. You'd spend $11.5 billion a year. We're spending that a month in Ukraine, apparently. And if you allow teachers to carry and staff to carry concealed, your problem will also be solved, because of the schools that allow that in America, there's never been a mass shooting. Not one, not ever, that I can find. Furthermore, yeah, you don't have mass shootings in Detroit or Chicago or Pittsburgh or Miami because they have armed guards in those schools. You don't have mass shootings at the schools that have hardened targets, do you?
No, Florida has what we call the Guardian program. That was the only good thing contained in the Parkland bill, this massive anti-gun bill that was signed by our former Governor Rick Scott after the Parkland shooting. One of the things in there is the Guardian program, and that puts an armed guard in every school. Most of them are ex-military. Most of them have already pulled a trigger or two. They walk around, they're out front wearing a clearly identifiable body armor, carrying a long gun. When the parents drop the kids off, they're there when the parents pick the kids up. I like it because they're not law enforcement officers, so they don't get brought into discipline or making arrests or anything like that. Their sole function is to secure that school. Any bad guy comes on the property, they're going to shoot him more than once.
That's exactly right. That's the way it should be. It's the way it should be, period. And you get nothing, right? You get nothing in these other schools. What about best practices? What about best practices? Isn't that what we should be following? Shouldn't that be the example, the standard?
I've seen so many different ideas at these schools, these fold-out safe rooms. They cost millions and millions of dollars, hardening this, hardening that, closing access control. People leave doors open. All that stuff can be negated easily. But nobody's able to get around an armed guard who's well-trained and well-armed. Like you said, when they're in schools, we have not had an incident at all in any school down here that's been guarded by one of our guardians. But it's just like all of the stuff that Biden's putting out. Criminals have nothing to fear from it. You know, they have nothing to fear from any of this other crap. The only people that need to worry about all this stuff that's coming out, all these imperial decrees, is the law-abiding.
Yeah. So why is that? Why do you attack? Because another thing that's happening in Michigan potentially is the registration of all long guns. The registration of all long guns, right?
You know, you have to look at it this way. The same guy, because he's always screaming for an assault weapon ban, even though he can't define it, the same guy that wants to take the ARs and the AKs out of my safe left 358,000 real assault weapons and 64,000 belt-fed machine guns for the Taliban. Now, why does he want mine?
Well, why? What's the answer? Tell me.
A disarmed populace is easier to control, by all means. I firmly believe that. I never thought I'd say that 20 years ago, but he wants to disarm the populace. That is his goal. And you see that throughout history.
Well, the thing is, though, it's not going to happen. It's not going to work that way. It's not going to happen. And we need people like you, your organization, and others to stand up and be clear. I mean, here's the thing. Several of the things that are going to get rammed through in Michigan will not survive in the courts. We know that. And I can tell you something else that's going to happen in Michigan. I've been predicting it for a long time, but I believe it's almost certain. If I'm wrong, then I'll be wrong, and I'll be okay with that. But in 2024, an assault weapons ban will appear on the ballot as a ballot initiative. It's almost for sure, right? Because they've used the ballot to put marijuana on, something they couldn't get through the legislature. Last time around, abortion through the moment of birth, they couldn't get through the legislature. So all these things are there now, right? And guns will be it. Now, they won't pass muster in the courts, but it'll take years to root it out of there.
And that's the problem. Because that's always our money. Second Amendment Foundation has around 35, 36 active lawsuits throughout the country. And Gun Owners of America, NRA, they all have their lawsuits too. But it's always our money and our time. And they know that. I call it lawfare because that's exactly what it is. They don't care about the Constitution. I mean, like Biden's EO yesterday, he wants to have the FTC investigate advertising because he claims that the manufacturers are marketing toward minors, which is ludicrous. I mean, the only firearm I can ever recall marketed toward minors was the Daisy Red Ryder BB gun.
That's right.
And keep in mind, advertising is constitutionally protected.
And of course
speech.
It is. It is.
Team Biden doesn't mind infringing upon the First Amendment as long as it allows them to infringe upon the Second.
Lee Williams, you nailed it, the gun writer. You can find out more, chief editor of the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Reporting Project. Lee, thank you for being here. Come back anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Greatly appreciate it. We'll take a break here on the Steve Gruber Show and be right back. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.